I would say the very beginning was the store, a store called Stel in the Dansaerstraat, which was opened by Sonja Noël. She saw so much future in the Antwerp designers that she started a store in Brussels to give them a place to sell, because they were nice, they were in the press, they even went to London, everything you want, London Fashion Week. But you couldn't buy them anywhere. So that store was sort of the start of Brussels fashion. And then, yeah, most of the designers at that time, Belgian designers, came from the Antwerp Academy. Around the same time, in 86, La Cambre Mode was started in Brussels to give fashion, creative fashion study possibility. And that was in 86. And that was started by Francine Perron. And that made quite a difference, because then people like Anthony Vaxarello studied there, got known, went to Paris, got known, etc. So then you had some kind of rivalry indeed between the students of La Cambre and the students of the Antwerp Academy.
According to Derrick Leon and Debbie Clarkin, both personal stylists, Brussels' success as a fashion city can be contributed to its open-mindedness and the way it values sustainability.
There isn't a feeling that you need to fit in or you need to look like somebody else. I also think where they score well is on the whole sustainability movement. They've been quite an early adopter on a lot of those eco-friendly. We read an awful lot about that, don't we, Debbie? Mm. And a lot of people that we deal with are very much concerned with sustainability, with environmentally, with I suppose not fast fashion, isn't it?
Yeah,